AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The plan had been to capture him, not kill him. That's what a U.S. official is saying about the flash raid into Syria that killed an Islamic State group commander, a man described as the militant's head of the very profitable oil operation. Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts says this raid was stunning.
I thought it's a very daring mission, and one they must have thought was an extremely high-value target.
But others are cautioning against exaggerating Abu Sayyaf's importance to the Islamic State group. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Adam Schiff, says the militants easily replace their commanders. Pope Francis has denounced the Islamic militants' violence against Christians. And this morning at the Vatican, he elevated two 19th-century nuns to sainthood who had lived in what was then called Palestine. Church officials are holding up the new saints as a sign of hope and encouragement for Christians across the Mideast. Some bad weather across the nation's midsection. Oklahoma got hit by several tornadoes yesterday, says emergency official Kelly Kane.
We had tornadoes, straight-line winds, heavy rain and flash flooding that came through the state, starting down in the southwest area of the state and kind of moving up into kind of across the state.
The powerful storm system stretched from Texas to Minnesota. We don't know of any deaths or injuries, fortunately. Amtrak's going to put a new safety system in place on Philadelphia's northbound rails after last week's derailment, which killed 8 people. The system automatically applies the brakes when needed if the engineer doesn't do it. American Farah won the Preakness yesterday at Baltimore's Pimlico race course. He's previously won the Kentucky Derby. This is AP Radio News. The jury decided Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev should be executed, but what happens now? Our Shirley Smith has been looking into that question.
Even though a jury agreed that Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev should be executed, it could be years before that would happen. The next step is for a judge to schedule a time to formally impose the sentence. Tsarnaev and survivors of the bombing would get a chance to speak. Then the Bureau of Prisons would decide where to put him. It could be in Terre Haute, Indiana, which has a special unit for death row inmates. And of course, there will probably be a lot of appeals. That, too, could take a long time. I'm Shirley Smith.
Britain's Prince Harry says being in the army has kept him out of trouble, and he dreads to think where he would be if he hadn't joined up. He just completed his 10-year military career. He's 30 years old, and he said he's very happy not having a girlfriend. He said he's very content being single. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.